anyway, goodbye to Pa. Goodbye to Pa. That is a key. For Snooker. And the key to relax by joking or by the joker. That was sister. So Gopal Bhad was constructing a house. So the king advised another friend that he should go to his new house and evacuate, because the house is not yet open, not yet established. Then I give you 1,000. So this man said, yes, I go. So he came to Gopal Bhad's house and began to say, Gopal Bhad, oh, I've got my guitar. And it's so very trivial and fun. So he could understand that why this man has come here to be with us. So yes, yes, come, come, come. So he opened the new laboratory and brought a big stick. So he said, why you have brought this stick? Yes, you can pass too. He said, if you design one drop, I'll kill you. So, how is it possible? It is not possible, I cannot ask. So, this police man, he can speak, but if you use microphone, then I kiss. Yes, Gopal Bhad police. They would not say, not at all. In a different way. A political diplomacy. Not directly, no, but creating such position, it is no. You're chanting on the 16 nouns? Huh?
He says he's trying his best to do so.
All right. Something is better than that. Of our morning lecture to the course sending. Just our breakfast,
I have one question about nature, transcendental knowledge.
Yes.
And it says, by the way, that the transcendental knowledge of nature, it has quite referred to action from yet, and not doing. But it may be sort of a nonsense question, but I couldn't understand how it is. What is the nature of knowledge that can do this? How does transcendental knowledge burn?
Yes, if you already engage your mind in transcendental topics, naturally, all other nonsense topics will be solved. Or you have no interest in such stuff. That is burnt down. Bhakti parishana bhava virasyam, that is the test. You increase your devotion, then you is not interested in ordinary things. It's like our devotees, they are no one interested in the world of topics. They do not like to go to the cinema. There is no more interest. You can see the film of Ramayatra, but you are no more interested to see ordinary things.
Prabhupada, the word Kshetrajna, the knower of the body.
Kshetrajna.
Is that for one who is differentiating himself from his body? In other words, the person who has realized that there is field and there is knower, is he given that title? Or is the person who cannot make that distinction, is he also given that title?
No, anyone who knows that there is split, that everyone is sitting on the floor, that everyone knows that he is not floor, he is different from the floor. Is it very difficult?
No.
So this is Noah. Similarly, by common sense we can understand that we are not the God.
In the first word. Now the person who identifies himself with the body is called Kshetrajna, the knower of the field.
Huh?
In the first word it says the body is called Kshetra, or the field of activity for the conditioned soul.
Huh?
And the person who identifies himself with the body is called Kshetrajna, the knower of the field.
No, not me.
No, it's everyone.
No.
Not Kshetra.
Identifies with the body, he is not so.
He does not know.
He is wrongly with
my question. Yeah, I remember that. This was my question.
He is wrongly.
From the lecture, when one.
Who does not identify?
He is not. Yes. That's always a question in Bhagavad Gita.
Not identify. He said. If you identify with what you have meant, very good.
We can write the question.
Yes, write anything. One must know that I am not this one. That is knowledge. There is no one. That is common sense, I say. It is my body. I don't say I body. That I explain. One who knows that I am not this body, he is real known. And one who knows that I am this body, he does not. He is in ignorance. Just like that. All these Pandavas, their government, government, how they maintain Krishna. Yudhishthira Maharaj, they are fighting for political rule. So they are Krishna. Brilliant. Identifies with this body, he is described as cow or ass. I can be no. It is wrong, everything. That word not. It was edited by whom? Agree?
I agree.
Huh?
I agree.
This is the Parakrit.
Ask a question about transcendental knowledge. Actually, you explain that knowledge is not one thing, but it's composed of three things. It's the object, the knower, and the process. That is all knowing.
Knower, knowledge, and the object. The object is Krishna. And you are knower, trying to know, and the process is bhakti. Yes, sir. If you want to understand Krishna, then you have to adopt the process of bhakti, not otherwise. It is clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktyanamavya. Not otherwise. No speculative philosophy. Or meditation. It is not possible. So, bhakti is the process. You are the knower, and Krishna is knowable. Yes, sir.
This was in personality, they say ultimately the knower, knowable, and the knower becomes one. That is the one is the knower, knowable, knower, simply knowledge, they say, simply knowledge.
In the course of your lecture this morning, you quoted a verse from the 10th chapter, the Dhamma Buddha Yoga. When that knowledge comes, the devotee is qualified by some degree of advancement,
or he's qualified. Yes, and comes from me.
And what form does that direction take?
Huh?
And what form does that direction take?
Whichever the realization is that he may come back to hold back the body after a union.
Is that good? Is that intelligence manifested in some way in the service or in the thinking?
Yes. Process is devotion. Bhakti. Bhakti means not idle, actually. Bhakti is not idle gossip. It is something actually. That would cause me sometimes misunderstand. So they are watching like us. So when they go, what does it mean, bhakti? They go, this is spicy. But ordinary man will see that he is a soldier, he is spicy. What is bhakti? But Krishna testified, yes, you are my devotee. When spicy, he is devotee. Because he's fighting for Krishna. That is. Similarly, by the honor of Krishna, whatever you do, tell him. For me, it cannot be. For me, it is. And Bodhiji means, according to Vedic wisdom, whatever you do, if it is done for Krishna, there is no.
Lodiki and
Bodhiji. Lodiki means ordinary. Common. Actually. Bodhiki means very.
Yes.
is that man is doing business in Modoka. So he has to do business as other Modoka dealers do. So this is logical. It is not Vaidic. In Vaidic instruction, there is no such thing that you would do motor business like this. That's what is logic. The island logic are Vaidic. If it is done for Krishna, it is good. Krishna also said, Dat Parosi, Dat Yogosi, Vidarmasi. That's the process. Purushkatan. That policy, then whatever you think, whatever means, the activity must be logically or going. Whatever. There's no restriction, they're all voiding. No, it is logic. Whatever it is. I love this one. Jat karosi, jat jubosi, jat asnasi, tamaskati
jat karosi, jat asnasi, jat jubosi, jat asnasi, that the Pashyasi comes here, that Kurush Varma Papanam. Papanam. For some country, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me. Therefore, this is the duty of everyone. To mold his life in such a way that he will not forget Krishna in any circumstance. Everyone has to work the maintenance of his body and soul together, and Krishna recommends herein that one should work for him. Everyone has to eat something to live. Therefore, he should accept the remnants of foodstuffs offered to Krishna. Any civilized man has to perform some religious
beginning. Whatever you begin, so said.
Any civilized man has to perform some religious ritualistic ceremony. Therefore, Krishna recommends do it for me. And this is called archana. Everyone has a tendency to give something in charity. Krishna says, give it to me. And this means that all surplus money accumulated should be utilized in furthering the Krishna consciousness movement. Nowadays, people are very much inclined to the meditational process, which is not practical in this age. But if anyone practices meditating on Krishna 24 hours by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra around his beads, he is surely the greatest yogi as substantiated by the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
This is the name of that Professor Kapowski, who was raising an objection. He was saying that your four-class system may work well in a simple agrarian culture like in India, but here, where things are much more complicated, it would never work.
He's already dead. He's Professor White. That is their idea. They are doing the same thing, but it's still there, big bang. Why you have become Professor? You remain ordinary worker. There's no need of protection. Why you put up for the salary for us? And there is two, among the workers also, there are two classes, manager class, worker class. You have to be that. Because this body is not a lump of matter, there is division. Without division, the body cannot work.
So that's no excuse.
That means they have simply imperfect knowledge. It's still there. That is our protection. So why you become leader? You have got so many impulses. Why you are cheating? That is our protest. You have not perfect knowledge. Still you become leader. Why? Why you are cheating back like that? Just like the professor was speaking, that by both combination of both chemicals, life and thought. And as soon as the challenge, that if I give you these both chemicals, whether he can produce life, he said, that I cannot. What is he just speaking like that? So that's cheating. And you are being cheated, it's still there in Nobel Prize.
Oh,
in big man. See? They drop all nonsense, at the same time they become professor, teacher. And people are at least let us protest against this.
There's a professor that came to see you in London, the religion professor. So, no more issues. When he said that many times my students ask questions that I do not know, so I tried to answer. And he said, if you do not know, you should not teach. That our philosophy is if you do not know, you should step down. But I cannot do that.
You get it, right? No sincerity.
Actually, the devotee has an answer for every question.
He wasn't. Can answer any question. Everything is discussed in the world. And complete knowledge. And the Bhagavad Gita says that this cosmic manifestation As soon as you can, somebody will say, you must stop the Dhamma lesson.
Maya Jakshena Prakriti Kriyate Sa Charal Charal Charam Eshutame Na Kontya Jagat Jitviva Pati. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again.
But Krishna directs it. That it is endless, the whole path of manifestation. Is it endless? There is some purpose. Otherwise, why God has created and He carries it to the government?
They have arguments.
What is that?
They will say that if you, just like asking things, there is no order behind things. If you throw a ball against a wall,
who is that shell for throwing that ball? Who is that shell? throwing that ball. If you are giving that example, somebody is throwing ball, who is that rascal throwing that ball?
What they said in Easterland when we were preaching was that material nature has always been there. And life has come in
vain.
The matter is eternal. They can say anything they want. But that doesn't mean it's
possible.
They were saying to us that there is no God behind it.
When man or somebody trying to understand this, anything that you see that is created by man or beast or somebody, it is created. So this passing manifestation, why do you say that it is not created? It is created. You do not know who has created. That is your ignorance. But as I have no experience in this material world, it is not created. It is created. You are created in space. How can you say it's not created?
Because the profane others say that let us carry that logic to the very end, that even God is created. Why? You say God is having no
laws. No. God is created. You can say that when the created thing is, then he is not God. That everything is created, but finally, if we find somebody is not created, then it's not.
But they would say our conclusion was just now that everything has to have been created.
Huh?
Everything has some source of origin.
Yeah.
So if everything has some source of origin, how can there be something that does not have a source of origin?
God. When there is no source of origin, that is God.
Like Krishna showed Arjuna his universal form. So he established that he was the origin of everything. He had no cause.
Cause of all cause. Sarvakarana cause. Everything has some cause. But when you finally come to a thing, there is no cause. Then, Vedanta Sutta, Janmatasya, the origin of everything. But he is not originated from something else. That is not. Therefore, it's called absolute. Everything here is relative. And God is absolute. That is different between absolute and relative.
They're like children. They want to see that they're like children. They want to see that original cause immediately. If they do not see the original cause immediately, they say there is no original cause.
That is childish.
So then say someone proposes that God has created everyone equal. God has created everyone equal. God has created all of his children as equal spiritual beings. So why is it that one person is fully conscious, and I have no sufficient consciousness. Then we're not equal. There's something flawed in God's
creation. No. That is the other one. God says that he simply surrender unto me. But does it mean that everyone is surrendered to God?
No, then they are not equal.
Huh?
Then
suppose I have 10 sons or so many disciples. I say that you do it. Somebody may not do it. That independence everyone has got. So after being so-called independent, when it does not do according to the instruction of God, it becomes different. God has created everyone equal. But when it disobeys the order of God, then it becomes different. Where is the flaw in this case? I say, everyone of my students, that don't do this. But if somebody does it, then it becomes different.
Yes, their argument is they would say that just the fact that the living entity has the independence and the possibility is there for him to make a mistake,
yes,
they consider it to be a flaw.
Yes.
It is better to be...
But they consider it to be God's flaw.
No, why God's flaw?
Because he has given us
independence means that you may obey me or not obey me. It is not my flaw. Otherwise, independence has no meaning. Independence has no meaning. If I give you independence, just like this way, give independence to also. Now I explain to you. Now I give you independence. I mean, accept or not accept that you. This independence has no such quality, absent of that. That is not independence. He is one has to be forced by the law of God. That is not independence. Then one does not know what is the meaning of it.
Then why has he given us independence?
Yes, he must be, because he has got the supreme independence. And living entities are part and parcel of God. Therefore, he must have a limit. And that is how he becomes perfect part and parcel.
And he said he did not have independence. That would be the fall.
Yes. That will be the fall.
That makes everything complete.
Yes. Independence means that you can do or not. That is independence.
The definition of perfect is wrong. It's like this boy, the definition of a poet.
You know that. He's trying to... There are so many parties like that. They are full of parties, they make a group. And imitate these people. I think that people have to make money in days of them. And not so, independence means that he can do or not.
The world
is just like you as a nation, and it's a nation. You are all independent. But why you go to the jail? Is it government's fault that you go to the jail? That the government has fault? Why is this nonsense possible? When a man, instead of going to the university, goes to the police captain, is it government fault? Is it?
Yeah.
Then, it is government fault happen. The God has given him independence. If you do something wrong against the will of God, then it must happen. Therefore, we find so many varieties of living entities in different ways sometimes. That is due to the issues of independence.
Very popular today is the idea that if we are misusing our independence, it's because of our upbringing, our childhood, our society. Something is wrong in our psychology. Not that it's so, not that it's a question of spiritual problem, but material one, that our parents were cruel or our society, our education, is imperfect or something, but not pure soul. That is independence.
Those spirits are clear. Therefore, you have revolted in people. That is your reason. Why is revolted in us? Because you are not religious.
What shall we say to someone about that?
You have to save your time. Then in spite of your father being clear, too drunk, declaring hypocrites, and glad of my home. Because you have got this independent life, therefore you can understand the white flesh of his father as well. Then it is. They do not understand the meaning of it.
Because they've lost their independence.
Huh?
Because they've lost their independence.
Not lost, for you. Not lost. Independence is there.
Yeah.
He can go back again.
Yeah.
To father, go back to home, back to God.
Yeah.
God said, the Prabhupada, you have come here. So in India, you are independent. That is theater, a heaven. Enchantment. Now, if you simply surrender unto me, abide by my orders, I give you all consciousness. Immediately, you are free from all reaction and compassion. Therefore, God comes to canvas. He sends his devotee to canvas. That you give up your misuse of independence and become happy. That is the conscious problem. But if you still think to be independent, misuse of independence, you remain here.
The problem with these philosophers are simply stubborn.
Uh-huh.
The problem with these different discussions. These philosophers are simply stubborn. So when they hear a better philosophy, they still will not change.
That is independence. That is not
independence.
You accept, yes, what he says is right, but I don't accept. That is not independence. They still love
him. Like Dhritarashtra, who had the argument from Bindura.
God's creation is perfect. There's no impact.
So your commentary to the Prabhupada misuses independence. Independence is taken away. For example,
now why can't he take them? What he has been doing, where he can take them?
Animal life.
Huh?
Animal life.
Animal life and death.
Do animals also independent?
Yes. That's what he said.
They say all is instinct.
You say. They say this is what all Vaskars say. But actually this is independence. But because they are animals, they are directed by nature. More or less. Just like they do not my point is, they do not misuse independence as much as a human being does. Just like a tiger, he is the animal, killing animals. He does not come to your orchard to steal your food. But you, just a human being, you eat fruits and animal food. Animal, that is interesting. Animal, suppose if you put, I've given this example many times, a bag of rice on the street, many bars will come. But he eats some grains, 5 grains, 10 grains, and 20 grains, that must be equal. But you do the same favor to the human being, there will be fight.
Every other class will take some more quantity in the house and stop it. Therefore, the human being is more responsible for his pleasure.
So the rascal thinks that independence, the manifestation, the symptom of independence, is to misuse independence.
Huh?
He thinks the symptom, I am independent, I will assure you I am independent, I will misuse my
laws. You are a citizen of French government. You are also independent. The government says that through this, then you will be punished. So when you do that, that is decision. Otherwise, you are independent.
So is it real independence means to surrender?
Yes, sovereignty. Because you have to surrender. If you don't surrender to God, then you have to surrender to Maya. Just like you don't surrender to government, then you have to surrender to the superintendent of sin. That's all. If you misuse your independence, he will not be happy. This is the fact. But you have God's independence. You can use it. That is your freedom. That is your freedom. Freedom means you must have independence. But because you are not absolutely independent, so you suffer. The absolute independence is God. Just the government. The government order, let this crowd start. Let there be who let come. Unless some men die. But government is not responsible for such that. But if you kill one man, you will. So your independence is somebody that independence. Similarly, all living entities, they have been given independence by God. But his independence is subordinate to the independence of God. This is also debate for the point which comes from that.
There's so many young people, when we try to preach to them Christian confidence, basically they need to accept the position of service position, they reject it because they have no experience of service that is satisfying.
They have rejected so many things by not yet working. They have rejected so many. And can you accept the offer? Why do you think that your proposal is so nice to that certain?
Doesn't
mean no preach. You just bring back, chant Hare Krishna, and let him hear, then he will accept. Then he gradually come. Yes. And he's now in disease condition. Everything is charged. By hearing the Hare Krishna mantra, he will get three parts. Three, Sheta Dharpana Marga. Quality. Just like this is unclear. Quality. And you see the reflection. Our process is Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Shanti. Sinnatana Sadhata Krishna Punnatsavana Kitaha Riddhan Tatha Avadrani Riddhan Tatha Avadrani Vidhuna Kitu Vichatam.
Verse number 7, 7.
Everyone is diseased. So we have to keep the medicine and gradually
he gives. Right, when I came past, nobody was my devotee. But the medicine was given, just to make the good. And then he came. So you cannot immediately expect that everyone will hear your word. Why? What is what? What is what you expect you? Yoga. What is that? The body? The third part is Sunnatana Sapatakrishna Punnatamana Kita. Kita. Punnatamana Kita. If one hears from it, he doesn't do. If he simply hears Hare Krishna, then he will think that. Simply.
We can understand that even though we present so many good arguments, philosophically, the person still does not accept it simply because he's a victim of sinful activity. So therefore there's nothing wrong
with it. Hearing in the past, something. Let him be given chance for hearing Hare
Krishna. Prakatam Krishna Punya Savana Kitana Vidya Anta Shohi Abhadrani Vidhunoti Su Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotees.
The Paramatma, Krishna Gansha Vimanadi, he is also the Lord. So, here he does his work. Sinnatana Sapatakrishna. Yes, please, thank you.
Sri Krishna's personality is Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted.
Yes. Chanting and hearing both are, and if one needs to hear and chant, that Krishna has something to do. He is Sahit Satam, because he wants to be found. Sahit Satam, everyone. Especially the devotee, so he helps, cleans him. In this way, if he gives him chance to hear again and again, then the next verse.
Next
verse? Yes. His heart is filled up with so many dirty things. So by that process, when he agrees to hear, chanting and hear, therefore we say, chant Hare Krishna, I say Hare Krishna, and we ask other to chant. Response.
Yeah.
By this process, his heart becomes clean. And next heart says, not that it has become completely clean, little or almost clean. Not surprised to have a dream.
Nityam Bhagavata Seva.
By this process, Nityam Bhagavata Seva. By hearing the message of Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, let me also have all Krishna. Chanting about this, Nittam, daily, regularly. Nittam of Bhagavata Seva.
Bhagavati Uttama Sloke.
Bhakti Bhavati Nishti. Then he becomes fixed up in devotion. Not that he has completely become clean, even little clean, still singing. Then he will hear what he says. I'm clean, how he can check up?
Can't accept it.
No. I'm clean. Therefore, we make more cleaner, 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 cleaner. The more he becomes clean, he can understand. I'm clean, so he do not accept. So So the process of cleanliness is the state of Dharpana Madhara. Param Vijaya is Sri Krishna Shanti. The more the leaves are chanted, the more we are more chanting. Then next part. In this way, as the heart becomes clean, he revives his quality of goodness. And when he is situated in the quality of goodness, the other two qualities, satan and ignorance, cannot exist by this person. Rajasthamabhava. Rajasthamabhava, the example is kamaluhada. One is too much affected with the rajagun and tamagun, passion and ignorance. One is calm, lusty and greedy. These are the symptoms of rajasthamabhava. So then therefore you think that all people are lusty and greedy. So as soon as he becomes free, comes to the standard of goodness, these two qualities cannot affect anymore. Tadarajastamubhava, tamalubhava rastati. One has to take the process. And it is a simple process. And that's actually happening in our practice. These are all rascals, fools, they can say anything at any time. Bad man, what does he not speak? It's any nonsense. And a ghost, what does he not eat? So he could see a madman. They are keeping them madman. That is our protest. That is why you are keeping all people there, crazy, nonsense. And you are also teacher, university. They have no knowledge. So what is the aim of life? That you have to protest. So as we gradually increase our strength, our number, we have to protect to the world. So why you rascal and fools keeping the whole human society in darkness? You have no knowledge. Yes, God says that under my direction, Pratiti is working, you have no knowledge, you are saying that there is no aim. Well, without aim, why God could create such a big gigantic manifestation? Why you should take responsibility? Is there no responsibility to maintain this gigantic? God has got immense power, he can maintain that kind of thing. But why you should take the responsibility? Just like government creates a big prisoner. It is not for nothing. There is some aim. Otherwise, why government should keep such establishment, full establishment? It is not that to say they have to give God and center and everything. Similarly, such gigantic universal manifestation. Millions and millions of appealing entities there. They have to be trained up. They have to be provided with all necessities of life. This responsibility is there. And actually God is doing that. He's giving food. He's giving necessity. But there is some end. The end is that they have misused their independence, tried to reform them, for the informed. All the living entities in the making of the world, they have misused their independence. Therefore, they are meant to die. Otherwise, they will not be meant to die. Anyone who gets this material love, this is a spectrum that is misused.
Thank you.